Assalamu alaikum, everybody. Peace be upon you all. We acknowledge and pay respect to the traditional owners of this land. And we acknowledge that this land is never ceded, and it always was and always will be. Always was, always will be. We have messages from Gaza to you people. From the people of Gaza to you. Messages of hope, messages of gratitude, and messages of resilience. We've been getting messages from people from Gaza being thankful that there is people like us, like all of you, keep coming to call out for justice for the Palestinian people. The people of Gaza who are dying literally for aid. The people of Gaza who are resisting the colony. The people of Gaza who are resisting the terrorist Zionist entity. Israel is a terror state. Zionism is a terrorist entity. And that's it. So thank you all for keep showing up week after week. It's been about 20 months now of the community here and the movement has been coming out to call out for justice. So we gotta keep going. It's not about the numbers, it's about the momentum. Just remember that. It is about the momentum. Today's rally, we have few speakers. And our first speaker is Malaima. She is a Gulomargan Tiwi woman from Darwin. She is here to speak to you and speak to us about the far right abuse that has been happening in Darwin. Please give her up for Malaima. Thank you.
Thank you, my countrymen, for having me. Thank you to the traditional owners here on the stolen and unceded lands, the Aboriginal lands and waters. I, as my brother said, I've come here from Darwin. I'm a Gulamadigan Tiwi woman with also connections from Wadair and across the Northern Territory. I'm here with my little sister, my Nyaluk, and we are here to send our solidarity and our love and our existence as a symbol of hope and resistance for the Palestinian people to know that they will be free and they will survive, because if we can survive the original settler colony here of so-called Australia, then Israel and the Zionist regime will cease to exist because it can't defeat us. In the Northern Territory right now, we are under a far-right regime of the country Liberal Party led by Leah Finocchiaro. They were voted in a steep majority, which speaks to the absolute racism and horror of Australians and their true values, which are that of control, power, and settler colonialism. In the Northern Territory, we have just had two deaths in custody in the last month. A young man who passed at the hands of police in Coles, and an elder from my community in Wadair, a senior lawman who was also killed by the state. These people have no regard for our lives, as we have seen in Palestine and Gaza, and as we witnessed here in the origins of this country, where we have been massacred and slaughtered in the same way as the Palestinians. In the CLP regime right now, as of last week, they have just announced that bus drivers, transit officers, and shopping center security will be armed with guns. This is all part of the Zionist and white supremacist regimes that of viruses here on Aboriginal land and on Indigenous lands internationally. These laws are targeting Aboriginal people. We now have new signs on our buses that say that people can be removed from buses if they are not hygienic enough. This is happening right now. Australia is inspired, just as Israel and the US, the UK, and all the colonies are inspired by each other and enabled by each other. Every incident that we let slide and every time we put our heads in the sand and get scared and run and hide, they just get stronger. We can't let them do that. Showing up here every week in solidarity with one another and staunchly standing for the liberation of all Indigenous peoples is the only way that we can ensure the Zionist and white supremacist regime's collapse. Whatever we allow here in Australia allows and sets a standard to happen internationally and vice versa. I urge you, if you are standing here with Palestinians, you need to also stay attuned to what's happening in our very own country. The Israelis look to us for inspiration as Australia as the ideal settler colony. We are literally their wet dream. Indigenous people don't exist in this country, according to them, and that's exactly what they want for the Palestinians, to be just like us. And if they want the Palestinians to be just like us, then that's a wonderful thing, because we share in laughter, we share in our languages, we share in our dances, and we share in our song lines. And we will always have each other's backs. My sister and I, my big sister, my Nyalmuk Noor, we share so much grief for our countrymen, for our elders and our ancestors, yet us two can crack up laughing and belly laugh every time we see each other, because that is the Indigenous resistance, because we know we're fighting for our country, and we know that they can never take that joy away from us. They can never take our spirit away from us, and that sisterhood will never die. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum. Hello, everyone. I know it's cold, but you need to remember that people in Palestine are starving to death through cold, through warfare, through bombs being dropped on tents, through starvation, deliberate starvation, so we can have a little bit more energy and we can be present and we can be together. Come together, be together, stand strong. Because if we can't stand strong in just a little bit of rain, then we've got nothing compared to what the Palestinians are enduring right now. Now, I wasn't supposed to speak, but I've got a few things to say. And when I need to say things, I need to say things. One, the media continues its complicity, and I know we've got some media here. The media continues its complicity in provocating lies about Palestine, advocating for the Zionist terrorist state that is Israel, advocating for the Zionist terrorist state that is Israel, even after 2 years of mass murder, forced starvation, deliberate killing of children, deliberate killing of women, and deliberate killing of men. So this is a message to the media. Grow a moral stance and do what you are supposed to do. When it comes to the objectivity of reporting warfare on the ground, it isn't about taking sides. It's about promoting and advocating for facts on the ground. We have over 240 Palestinian journalists killed through direct targeting by the Zionist entity that is Israel. 240 innocent souls trying to tell the truth and speaking truth to power. Something that the Australian media here has failed to do because they are gutless and they are run by Zionist lobbies, just like we've seen in the Latouf case today. This week, sorry. Latouf's case this week proved to us that the Zionist lobby in so-called Australia has its dirty fingers everywhere, including in media institutions, including in art institutions, including in government institutions, in military, everywhere. And what do? We stand up and we fight back. We stand up and we fight back because it is us, it is incumbent on us, the people, to stand united and fight against this Zionist terrorist entity. Every single day, there is no stopping. This road is long, and once we receive ceasefire again, it doesn't mean that things end. We must continue. Boycott, divestment, and sanctions is necessary. And we are proving it's necessary because we are seeing corporations continue to fail. We are seeing corporations lead to bankruptcy. We are seeing ports in so-called Israel file for bankruptcy. The economy in Israel is failing. There is poverty amongst Israelis because the government of so-called Israel is unable to fund its own people. And therefore, you're seeing millions of people flee. You can't tell me Israelis are indigenous to the land when you had over 1 million people flee in 12 days. We've been surviving for 77 years, and we will continue to stand up against the genocide, against this entity, until liberation and return. Now, before I introduce the next speaker, we've got a couple of events coming. First of all, the 3CR Solidarity Breakfast is presenting a radiothon fundraiser raffle and live gig extravaganza on Saturday, the 12th of July at the Greek Democrats Workers League in High Street in Northcote. Please support 3CR. 3CR has been with us for the past 2 years, has been advocating, has been telling as what the media should do, this is what 3CR is doing for us. 3CR is doing what the media needs to do, speaking truth to power across all communities, across all peoples that have suffered. So this is what 3CR is doing. The next thing is three cheers for 3CR.